Atmajnanam Timirandasya
Jnananjana
Salakaya
Chavadharma
Chasuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Guruve Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadaraya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Nama Yam Pravijanta Manapitam Apitakrityam Dvaipayana Virahakatanavadivava Putriti Tanmayataya Taravobanedas Tam Sarabhuta Hridayam Manimanatosmi Pakyavahinaya Paranalakshay Chittasya Kamadita Rangamaye Kripamaitam Sharanam Prapadyam Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam Tavaivasmi Najivami Tangina Iti Vigyaya Radhitam Nayamam Charanantike. First, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Padma Rajatama, Diksha Guru Pad Padma, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Astotra Sita Sri Srimad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Astotra Sita Sri Srimad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. So first, I think the best thing to do every day is to review the topics of the previous day, just in about a 5-minute period, and then we can go over the syllabus of that particular day, and then we can begin. So what we discussed yesterday was the glories of and supremacy of Navadvip Tham and the place where this discussion of Jiva Dharma is taking place. Then we discussed Sannyasi Thakur's leaving Kashi, leaving his Mayavad philosophy, and coming to meet Prem Das Paramahamsa Babaji in Godrum Dweep. Then, after a couple of days, the two of them visited the Shiksha Guru of Prem Das Paramahamsa Babaji Maharaj, that is Sri Pradyumna Brahmachari, who lived across the river in Devapali, and he was a worshipper of Lord Nrisimhadev, so they met him in the Nrisimhadev temple. And at that point, we discussed the verse, one of the three verses that was our homework. And I hope everybody had a good time learning your verse. Kiba vipra kiba nasi sudra kininai Jai Krishna tatva veda se guru hai. Whether one is a brahmana, a sannyasi, or a sudra, if he is fully conversant with all the truths regarding transcendental knowledge of Sri Krishna, he can become a guru. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have, at this point, I'll just give you a suggestion, some tips on how to easily remember verses. First, it's good to know the word-for-word meaning. Then the verse stops being just a series of syllables pronounced in different transformation of the mouth and tongue, and each word then has some meaning. Then it's very good to practice that verse at least 10 times during the day on different people. You can practice it on your mother, on your daughter, on some fellow workers, on some fellow students, and you could even say it to the same person twice if you can't find 10 people. And then the next day, you only have to say the verse 5 times. And then, if we do this regularly and repeat the same verse every day, then suppose you do that for some months, and then you have the verse memorized totally. Then, even if you don't say the verse for 20 years, you'll be able to recall it on demand. Just like when we were children in the carny world, we used to watch TV, and there were so many jingles. We also learned many jingles in school, like Mary Had a Little Lamb. So I haven't sung that in 40 years, and still I can recall it on demand because I said it so much. Similarly, that is true even more so because it's part of our soul in relation to these verses. So the next point on our summary is that the next time that Premdas Babaji was met with Sanyasi Thakur, met by Sanyasi Thakur, he was absorbed in his meditation on the Shantalila pastimes, and he revealed to Sanyasi Thakur that his swarup is that of Raman Manjari. I didn't receive an answer from Bhajanath Prabhu yet, but hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to share Pankaj Prabhu's excellent question, which is, if he heard about and got some realization, according to the translation in our English Jiva Dharma, got some realization of his swarup, how is it that he's still confused or apparently confused about such basic issues as yesterday's question, what is the real meaning of Dharma? And today's question, which is the prem that was taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the same as Advaita Siddhi of Sankaracharya? So hopefully we'll be able to answer that tomorrow. Then Premdas Babaji discussed with Sanyasi Thakur about the true nature of the soul, as well as the distorted nature, the nisarga, which comes from long-term association with matter and comes about by circumstance or by contact with external objects. Then they discussed what is the meaning of vastu, which means a truly abiding substance, and what is the difference between a vastu, a real substance, and an avastava vastu, that is a fake substance. Not that it doesn't exist, but it's temporary and it's ever-changing, and it has really nothing to do with reality, except that it's a perverted reflection. Then we came to a very important verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam regarding vastava vastu, which was not one of our verses that we were supposed to learn yesterday according to the syllabus, but it will be a verse that we should learn today, even though it's not fully mentioned in chapter 2, it's just referred to. It is fully mentioned in chapter 1, and this is one of the most important verses in our Vaishnava Dharma. That is the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which we'll discuss later, and which mentions Vedyam Vastavamatra Vastu Shivadam, that the only business of the jiva is to understand our relationship with the original and complete truly abiding substance. That's the only thing worthy to be known, is that we should know Krishna. Then Premdas Babaji discussed that the vastu has three fundamental principles, or there's three types of vastu, and that is Krishna himself, the original, jiva, the living entity who's real and eternal, and maya, and that the transformations of maya are avastava, just like the microphone. Then, regarding the pure jiva and his pure eternal nature as a vastu, we learned two, or hopefully, we learned two other verses. Jivaya sarupa haye krishnara nityadas krishnara tatastha shakti vedave prakash. The constitutional nature of the jiva is as an eternal servant of Sri Krishna. He is the marginal potency of Krishna and is a manifestation simultaneously one with him and different from him. This particular verse is the essence and the basis of the book Jiva Dharma, which means the word Jiva Dharma, Jiva Dharma, the true religion or eternal function of the jiva is Jiva Dharma, and that is mentioned in this verse. And what happens when the truth of this verse is forgotten? That comes to our next verse that hopefully we all learned. Krishna buli se jiva nadir bahimuk atoiva maya tari deha sangsara duk. The jiva who has forgotten Krishna has been preoccupied with the external potency since the beginning of time. As a result of that, Krishna's illusory potency, maya, gives him various miseries in the form of material existence. And then Krishna's potencies were discussed, like the spiritual potency, the marginal potency, and the material potency. One more suggestion regarding learning verses is that you can learn verses when you're doing other things that don't require concentration. I'll just give you one example, and then you can make up many of your own examples. When I was younger, and I was living in the ISKCON temple, and sometimes I would be ironing. So I would put the book, say Bhagavad Gita, I would put the book at one end of the ironing board, and I would say the first line. Let's say it was, for the soul there is never any birth nor death. So then I would take the iron and go from the opposite side of the ironing board, and I'm ironing all the way back to Bhagavad Gita, which is lying in the corner of my ironing board. So then I keep saying that line over and over again. For the soul there is never any birth nor death. Okay, now I'm going for my second thing of ironing. So then I look at my second line. For the soul there is never any birth or death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. Then I keep ironing, nor having once been does he ever cease to be, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. And then if somebody's passing by, some god sister, then I'll say, oh, can I tell you something really great? And they say yes. And then I say, for the soul there is never any birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. And then the god sister goes off and does something else with a smile on her face. And then I look at my third line. He's unborn, ever existing, primeval. And then I do that line. So that's just one example. I've learned many verses that way. Also while I was cleaning. So that's just another tip, and it makes life fun. Okay, so that was a summary of yesterday and some tips on how we can memorize our verses. Regarding the syllabus for today, unfortunately I don't have it. I only received the syllabus for yesterday. So I hope that in an email today I'll be receiving today's syllabus and tomorrow's syllabus so that we can share that with you tomorrow. So I hope that whatever is on today's syllabus, we can cover all those points. So chapter 2 is a very, very extremely interesting chapter, and I just regret and apologize to you that I'm the one that's going to be telling you about it, but it is a very lovely chapter. And it begins... Jiva Dharma is so nice because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his trance has put this very, very deep philosophy, which may seem sometimes dry to us conditioned soul, but is actually full of nectar. He put it in the context of an actual historical setting, which is a very beautiful setting, in the cottage full of vines of Madhavi and Malati flowers, with birds singing, and oftentimes the conversation is happening at the time when the sun is just setting, or the sun is just rising, and the whole sky is red and looks very beautiful. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our great-grandfather, is so merciful, and we're so indebted to him. So the next morning, after their previous discussion, there was no time to for Sannyasi Thakur to ask more questions, because his Gurudev was absorbed in his bhajan. But then, around noontime, after the two of them went for begging alms, they returned to their arbor or vine cottage in Godrum, and Thakurji, Sannyasi Thakurji, began to ask. He fell at the lotus feet of his guru and again submitted very humbly. And Srila Gurudev said, "We should ask questions in such a humble manner. That is, if I'm qualified to hear the answer, please tell me, and if not, please tell me I'm not qualified." Gurudev said, "We should be a disciple, humble disciple, just like him. And when we're humble to his level, then when we receive the answer from our Gurudev, just as he receives the answer, that answer actually pierces the heart of the disciple." And in fact, you must have read later on in the chapter, when Premdas Babaji answered one of his questions, what is the difference between the Mayavad understanding of oneness, Advaita Siddhi, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's understanding of oneness in his teachings, Prem, the oneness of the lover and the beloved. So after Premdas Babaji Maharaj replied that, Sannyasi Thakur said, "Oh, your answer has pierced my heart with realization. I'm so indebted to you." So now, Premdas Babaji asks his disciple, "So, regarding our conversation yesterday, did you get any realization about it?" And Sannyasi Thakur replied with a question. He said, "If the jiva is infinitesimal, how can we understand that his dharma or his eternal function is full and complete and pure? Since the jiva is infinitesimal and has a tendency to fall into maya, how do we understand that his original nature is full and pure? Secondly, you, O Gurudev, mentioned yesterday that whenever an object is created or formed, then its eternal nature comes as a byproduct of that formation. So my question is, if the jiva is eternal, then why do you say created? How can an eternal thing be created?" In that regard, I'd like to jump for a moment back to 1967, when I was with Srila Prabhupada in New Jersey. Prabhupada was suffering from a so-called heart attack, just so we could engage in increased loving service to him. So we were visiting Srila Prabhupada there, and he took us to the beach just behind his house, and then we came back from the beach and entered his house. The devotees rented a very big house on the beach. So we entered through the kitchen, and Kirtanananda, who was not Maharaj at that time, he was Prabhupada's cook. So he was playing the devil's advocate, and he asked Prabhupada, as soon as we walked into the kitchen, he said, "If we are eternal and God is eternal, why do we say that we're subordinate? Why do we say that we're the creation? Why aren't we both absolute, since we're both eternal? So Prabhupada gave a great answer as usual, and very simple as usual. He said, the sun and the sunshine are both eternal, and yet the sunshine, although eternal, is the creation of the sun, and the sunshine is subordinate to the sun. That was a wonderful answer. So similarly, Sannyasi Thakur is asking, if, as he said, the soul is eternal, then where is the question of creation? So Prem Das Babaji Maharaj replied, after he meditated on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this teaches that the Guru receives his is able to reply any question to his disciple because of his oneness at heart with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, also, another significant thing about this bona fide guru, Sri Prem Das Babaji, is that he always addresses his disciple as a respected sir. So, it's not only that the disciple respected the guru, but the guru respected the disciple because he saw the sincerity of that disciple. And he replied, Krishna is the complete whole, and the jiva is an infinitesimal part and parcel of Krishna. Just like the sparks of the fire are infinitesimal parts of the fire. Now, we know that the fire...
Hold on for 1 second. You told me I have to change my battery.
This class is being taped for you, Achyuta Krishna Prabhu.